Yesterday, it rained. And yes, on Erev Pesach, it even snowed. But yesterday, at 6:29 a.m., at Netzach Chama, at the first sign of sunrise, when the entire Bell Harbor community was standing on the beach, we were able to see a bright, brilliant, beautiful sun. And the reason why we were there was not just to admire the beauty of our community, but because of a very unusual mitzvah that people have perhaps the opportunity to do as much as only 3 times in their life, to recite the bracha of Osem Asibreishis, of Birchas Hachama, the blessing concerning the sun, which only occurs once in 28 years. It was a tremendous moment, an exciting moment, to be able to be there with family, with friends, with our kehila, with numerous other congregations, to share in the reciting of this bracha, the time in which the sun was at its precise point, the same place by the creation of the world. But that was yesterday. Are we to take anything from that experience, or should we allow it to be just a memory that fades just as that sun set that evening? Is it possible that we can actually remember this experience, to glean and to learn and to grow from it for the next 28 years? What is the true message of Birchas Hachama? It's fascinating that it happens during the Tikufa, during the time of Chodesh Nisan. Not only during the month of Nisan, but this time was on Erev Pesach, perhaps the busiest day of the Jewish calendar, where we all gathered together to share that glorious moment as one. Now, this being such an uncommon occurrence, but certainly its connection to Nisan in general and Pesach cannot be coincidental. This is not the only time that we focus our attention to the sun. Although, of course, we have the lunar calendar, we also sometimes follow the sun. We know when it comes to the bracha in the Shemona Esrei of Baruch Aleinu, we begin to say V'sein Talamata Avracha on December 4th, directly connected to the solar calendar. And there is another time. Just like Birchas Hachama, which happened on Erev Pesach, the holiday of Pesach itself must be during the month of Nisan, of course, but more specifically, Chodesh Aviv, in the spring. So it's very fascinating that when it comes to any other holiday, the Torah does not require us to celebrate it on any particular season. It doesn't make a difference if it's warm, if it's cold. Whatever time on the Jewish calendar in which that holiday falls, we fulfill the mitzvos pertaining to that particular day, regardless of what's going on outside of our windows. But yet, when it comes to Pesach, it must be in the month, in the season of Aviv, of spring. So important and integral is this concept that it actually is one of the 4 names of Pesach, of our Passover holiday. And if we study the other names, we would certainly understand that it gives tremendous meaning and insight as to the holiday and what it represents. Chag Katzir, the time of the harvest, connected to the agricultural cycles as many who were engaged and involved in that occupation of farming. Certainly they understood the symbolism that is attached to the celebration of being able to harvest. As we say in the Amidah, it is also Zman Cherusenu, quite an appropriate name, a time in which, as we read in the Haggadah, we went Mi'avdus L'Cherus, from being enslaved to freedom. And of course, Chag HaPesach, representing the Karban Pesach, the Paschal Lamb which was brought, which showed our dedication and our commitment and emunah and faith to Hashem. But why do we name this holiday Chodesh Aviv, a time and a holiday which has to be in the spring? That we actually call the name of the holiday Chag Aviv, the holiday of the spring. Certainly there must be a connection. And so important that Pesach must fall in the spring. Because we know that there is a discrepancy between the solar and lunar calendars of approximately 10 days. And because of this, approximately every 3 years, or more exact, 7 out of 19 years, we have to add an additional month, a 13th month called Adar Sheni or Adar Beis, so that we will always have the holiday of Pesach during Aviv, during spring. No other holiday is it necessary to add days or an entire month just so that we can adjust the calendar, our lunar calendar, to that of the solar. Why is it so important when it comes to Pesach that we have to focus not just on our calendar, which we usually focus on, but also to follow and to think about the sun? Why must it be during Chodesh Aviv? The reality is that if we think about the seasons, in winter, it's a time in which, well, it's cold. It's a time in which we are at home, perhaps developing cabin fever. It's a time in which things around us die. Things that grew throughout the summer months are buried in the snow and the ice. The symbolism of the spring is more than just a season. It represents hischadshus. It represents starting all over again. That things are new, and that there is potential once again to grow. So important that we should remember this concept, that the Pasuk tells us in Parshas Re'eh, in Perek Tes Zayin Pasuk Aleph, Shomer Es Chodesh Aviv, guard, and always do your as much as you can to observe this month of the spring. V'yasisa Pesach l'Hashem Elokecha. And once you have sensed this idea of hischadshus, looking outside and seeing things starting fresh, then and only then can you have this Pesach holiday. Ki b'chodesh aviv hotziacha Hashem Elokecha mimitzrayim laila. When we look outside and we see the spring, we will remember that Hashem took us out from Egypt. Because when we left Egypt, it wasn't just that we were free, but we were given a new lease on life. We were slaves, just like the bitter cold winter. We were shut-ins. We did not have any potential for growth. And unfortunately, when that happens, we did not remain on one level. Instead we fall. And so far did the Bnei Israel fall that they almost fell to the very last level of impurity. They reached the Mem Tes Shari Tumah, the 49th level of impurity. But then the spring came. And they were redeemed. And they were able to elevate themselves and to grow. And to count every day during the next 49 days of Sfiras Omer to elevate themselves to the highest of heights. This is the symbolism at the Seder night of Karpas. Karpas, we eat a green vegetable. And the reason is to remind ourselves, and just like eating the food, to be able to have that external stimuli to look at this vegetable that just grew, that was just harvested, and to remember the spring. To remember that we also have the potential, no matter how far we have fallen in our lives, that we can start over and that we can grow. But it's not enough to be able to look at the future. We take the karpas and we dip it into the memelach, into the salt water. The salt water which represents, and we remind ourselves of the bitter tears that were shed by the Jewish people in Egypt. In order to be able to grow, we certainly must at least immerse ourselves into the history of our past. And then we can shake off that salt water, those bitter times, and to be able to focus on a brighter future, on a brighter tomorrow. This is the message of Pesach. This is Chodesh Aviv. This is Hischadshus. I believe this is an important message when we focus our attention to the Berachas Hachama, the blessing concerning the sun. Because when it comes to so many mitzvos, we do them every single day. We put on tefillin, and perhaps we may remember the day when we were bar mitzvah, the excitement and the energy and the enthusiasm that was attached to the fulfillment of that mitzvah. But just like that sun which set, we got cold. We forgot. And it became just an action without attaching our hearts and our souls and our emotions to the fulfillment of that mitzvah. And when we stand and perform a mitzvah once in only 28 years, I can tell you from my own personal feeling, standing there with one of my children, my 11-year-old daughter, and looking at her and realizing that the next time she will have the opportunity to fulfill this mitzvah, she'll be older than I am today. She'll be 39 years old. How could you not think of Hischadshus, of this fresh excitement, knowing that you can do something once in only 28 years? But we cannot forget that feeling. It's necessary to channel that emotion to all of our mitzvos, to even the things that we do every single day. When it came to Amalek, the nation which attacked the Jewish people as we left Mitzrayim, when we were in this time of spring, when we felt rejuvenated, the Pasuk tells us, Asher karcha baderech. And on this Rashi tells us, karcha is a lashon, is a language of car, of cold. We do not know who Amalek is. But Amalek, just like our Yetzer Hara, can make our mitzvos and our Torah observance cold, with no warmth. And the message of the Birchas Hachama is to change that coldness into warmth. That sense of doing a mitzvah out of rote and routine, and to do it with a feeling and with emotion and with enthusiasm. But it's hard. When it comes to a mitzvah once in 28 years, I can do it with such enthusiasm. But again, we must look at the sun. For the sun rises in the east every single day. and the sun will always set in the west. We don't have to worry or wonder, will it tarry? Will it change its mind? Will it feel again? The same thing again? But the sun, known as a Shamesh, a true servant, an Eved to Hashem, does its task again and again and again, year in and year out, with the same feelings, with the same enthusiasm, no different, never wavering, never diverting from its path, its course of that which it's supposed to do. We must gaze at the sun and to remember Birchas Hachama, to channel that message of Hischadshus when it comes to the performance of all of our mitzvahs. Good Yom Tov.